Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Chapter 10, A Master's Body. Since every man is a master, every man's body is the body of a master, and what applies to the body of a master applies to the body of man, and what applies to the body of man applies to the body of a master. A master's body is composed of three basic facilities. These faculties are controlled by man's mind and spirit, but basically are composed of the following: air, water, and substance. These physiological functions, basically concerning themselves with the biology of the body, are extremely important for a master to understand as he takes total control over this aspect of his appearance and apparent being. These physiological functions often become enmeshed with the sensitive aspect of a master's being, including his inner drives for sexual expression, his emotions, which open his nature to control by physiological functioning of the body, and exercise, which stimulates the psychological body to an outward temporary development. Man's body is the outward expression of his mental attitude about it. In a master's mind, in man's mind, it is a true ideal image of the perfect form which has been his from before he was. This ideal image is finely attuned to expressing in a most effortless, marvelous, and complete manner. Nothing is missing from this expression which indwells the consciousness of each master. It is absolutely fabulous, and in its ability to do, it is limitless. A master who merely claims his mastership begins to be that which he is. The stages of becoming disappear. All is done instantly. Man and master merge as one, and the being which called itself man resolves into totally being only the master. The body is an idea. The elements which make up the apparent body are also ideas. The physiological functioning of the body are also ideas. Emotions, sexual drives, the apparent need for any exercise, all are pure ideas in the mind of man who has yet to recognize his mastership over these aspects of being man. As a master, we have often been asked why the elements appear in the consciousness of being. Is, perhaps, there some significance to them in the world of a master as well as the world of man, and therefore what that is why they exist? All are predicated upon the simple truth that basically man is mind and spirit. The body reveals what man has drawn as an expression from spirit for itself through its mind. As the mind of man, the master, is cleared of that which would limit it, the unlimited beingness, which is the true master, reveals itself completely. Air is important as an appearance in the world of a master because air is a symbol of omnipresence. It is a recognition that the master is everywhere present and equally so at all times, just as is air. That wherever the master's thought is, the master is. There is also as completely and in every component of its totality, as is the air. The air knows of freedom to be that which it is everywhere, that it is and it is everywhere equally all the time with its total components. The aspect of air in Man Master's World tell the story of his relationship to himself. The more a master understands this creative element of his being, the more he expresses it in and is an unlimited as the concept is itself. For the air is likened to the law, acting freely, evenly taking the conditions of the world as it finds it, and creating within that world whatever the creator in that world, the master of that world, dictates. The air is always its pure self. The air is changeless. The air does its perfect work and its universal format guided by the ideation of the master of that world. Water is the omniscience of the master in his world. It is the symbol of all knowingness. It is the master's experiential world. Water is totally pure, though like air, it may be a carrier for all sorts of foreign material, which while being it in it, are completely separate from it. The purity of water in its pristine form, the only form it may ever have, is as infinite knowledge. It is totally perfect. Infinite knowledge is always awaiting to reveal itself to any and all who will become aware that it exists. Water and air are important to the physiological body so long as this physical body is dependent upon a universe of sensation. So long as the physical body appears to get its power and strength from a viable universe that it is capable of living, then it must continue in this pattern until it chooses to exist from a higher framework of beingness. As the master lives from the spiritual level of his beingness, the need for temporary physical support gained in the physiological universe disappears from his consciousness, and he is fed by eternal air, water, and substance, which truly had been feeding him all along, even as they are now. Many masters want to rush the experience of eating and the external substance, breathing the omnipresent atmosphere, and drinking the infinite omniscient wisdom of all, before they have conceived of this as a fact in their total being. The substance of a master is the evidence of his position in this elevated world of beingness. For so long as man asks the question, if you prick me, do I bleed? If you take my flesh, do I die? Then the physiological world still holds him, and his mastership has yet to be evident. Substance is the omnipotence of the master, for it is the outpicturing of the appearance world of what powers the master has executed for himself in his universe, in his total atmosphere, in his life. The evidence is so graphic that all other men look at the atmosphere of the master, the result of his powerful thinking, and know exactly what the master believes about himself. All is revealed. A master's world is self-evident and obvious. All of mankind's world is self-evident and obvious, naturally. Mankind, each one, is a master. A master's body is the evidential expression of how he has named and claimed the infinite causative beingness which he is. What is the air that a master breathes? Is it the pure omnipresence which he is? What is the water that a master drinks? Is it the omniscience of infinite knowledge imparting itself to him as perfect living? What is the substance which forms about a master into the outward body he exhibits to the world? Is it the conscious use of the omnipotence of the universe? Regardless of appearances, the master is perfect. he may yet be privileged to claim this purity of all for himself, and then to experience it in the ever-present now. A master's body is total purity and must always be so. So long as appearances belie this every present reality, the appearances must go to make way for the truth to manifest in the master's world.